I have like three or four things to update.
We're rolling.
I'll take them later. But we should go pretty fast though.
I am worse with names in it. So, all right, very good. We will begin here in just a moment. A very good evening to you, and welcome to this July 19th meeting, regular meeting of Moorville City Council. We will begin this evening in prayer with Pastor John Bone from Christ United Church of Christ.
Mike Bone.
Did it again. So, thank you.
Let's be in spirited prayer. Gracious God, we are so grateful for the community in which we live, for a place where people can work and raise family and feel safe and good about caring for one another. Thank you for the neighborhoods of our city. We ask that you would bless these who have a special care for the people of this place. Give them wisdom, give them strength and energy, and may all that is said and done work together for the thriving not only of this community, but of our world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Clerk, please call the roll.
Handwork.
Excused.
Asparis.
Excused.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Boy.
Excused.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Thank you very much. You should have received a copy of the minutes of the July 6th meeting and the special meeting minutes from July 13th. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of those two meetings?
Mosley
motions.
Second.
Mrs. Widmer.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
We have no public comment scheduled for this evening, so we'll move on our agenda to our standing committee reports. Mr. Handwork is not here this evening, nor is Mrs. Foy, and so we'll move on then to our Ordinance and Personnel Committee and Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel did meet, and we discussed the Resolution 2821. That is the resolution to consider grant funding a teen coordinator that would be housed with the Orville Area Boys and Girls Club. We had a nice presentation by Josh Nolan, who is the Boys and Girls Club director, and Councilman Mosley, who is spearheading that project, and that will be on second reading this evening.
Very good, thank you. We'll move on to our Transportation Committee Chair. Mr. Mosley, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President, thank you. I have a few updates, transportation related. Transportation Committee has not met. The few updates that I have, I spoke with Engineer Dan today. We are finishing one side on Crown Hill, the big thing that has the stoplights over there on that corner. We're hoping to be done with the site that we're currently working on by the end of this week. And then obviously weather pending, we're hoping to start the other side of that street, of that concrete street. As far as the OPWC, that grant and that money, everything is ready to go. However, when we contacted the contractor to start, the best date they could give us was the first week of August. So obviously, weather pending, depending on how much rain and everything we get, we're hoping to start those OPWC, those OPWC streets that we have on our list. Another thing is there is some construction going on right by the pickleball court. There's what's going to happen there is they're going to build a crosswalk that's going to come from the pickleball court over into the parking lot where that's currently used for the parking of the dog park, as well as some baseball parents, I believe, parked there as well. That's a project that is well on its way. Actually, my son was playing baseball there this evening, and there was a pickleball court was really busy. And then, obviously, the last thing I have, Mr. President, as far as the cameras go, which is a legislation that we'll be seeing soon, as soon as we figure out we've used COVID grant funding for that project, CJ, myself, and Councilman Experis are working with the chief and Medway to kind of get information and data to see how, you know, this project that we're working on could actually expand outside, you know, to integrate with other communities to help be proactive with drugs in our community. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll move on to our planning committee. Mrs. Widmer, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning committee has not met, so I have no report. There is legislation on the agenda that Mrs. Ensley will discuss.
Okay. Thank you very much. And our finance committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance committee has not met, but I will mention that we did pass the 2022 budget in last week's special meeting, so that's all the current work from the finance
areas. Appreciate it. We have no special committee reports this evening, and so we'll move on to our administrative reports, and we'll begin with Mayor Hanworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman Hanworth did ask me to mention a couple items from his committee, and that would be that the Gateway Project has finally gotten some pavers put down last Friday. It actually looked like they got almost a third of it down, and I was hoping today we'd see almost half of it down, and today they weren't there. So I don't know why. It was dry enough, I think, but hopefully they'll be back tomorrow and get more of that done. Also, the Community Day is August 14th, and that starts with the kickball tournament. I don't know how many teams for sure they have at this point, but I've seen several different ones listed on the advertising for that, so hopefully they have a good number. That will start at 10 in the morning, just the kickball games, and the rest of it starts at noon and goes till 5, and that would be the swimming pool being open for folks that want to do that. There'll be fruit food out there and some other things too, so hopefully we'll have a good turnout for that, and that is August 14th. Parks and Recreation, comprehensive plan study started last week with several of our council members there and some other folks from the community and some of our administration. We had a good long 2-hour meeting last week to get that started, and then we will continue with other meetings that will involve community members and so forth and get plenty of opportunity for community input over the next 5 or 6 months into the spring, actually, before anything gets finalized with that. So there should be lots of chances for people to put their input in. And then lastly, I wanted to just mention that during the winter, we were able to put in the new water fountains. I think 3 new ones here in City Hall that allowed people to refill water bottles for cold water. And just checking on that, we have nearly 4,000 plastic bottles that have been saved by just for the last few months. So I guess that we can't assume that everybody that uses that would have had their water bottle, plastic bottle they threw away, but still, that's the number that people have refilled. So that's pretty good. Good number. And I think that is all I have tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler, is not able to join us this evening, and so we have in his place Kristen Ensley.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did receive notification today that our registration was approved for the American Rescue Plan Act, which is the current round of COVID money, and funds should be distributed in the next 10 days. We also have our final movie night, which will be Friday, August 6th at Ream Pavilion, if the weather cooperates. And that will be Black Panther, and it is rated PG-13. We started a new program this year, Fun Fitness Saturdays. We had one session with CrossFit Kids, which was a great success. Unfortunately, due to Saturday's rain, we had to cancel our session with Flex Yoga. We may try to reschedule that yet for this summer, But we have two more sessions scheduled. Dance Moves with Michelle on Saturday, July 31st, and a workout with Thad Tillison on Saturday, August 7th. Those will both be at 10 a.m. And again, they're weather dependent, so please check our Facebook page for updates on those. And then lastly, the Safety Service Department does have two pieces of legislation on the agenda tonight, so I can answer any questions on those during old and new business.
Thank you very much. Utilities Director, Mr. Bredeker, is unable to be here this evening, and so we'll move on to our Finance Director, Ms. Sterling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Thank you very much. And our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening as well.
All right. Thank you. Just a brief update for Council regarding updating our abilities here regarding video cameras and conferencing and so forth. Been in communication with Jeff Benningsdorf here from the city, and he has got a consultant slash vendor lined up, and has reached out to me and said, you know, let us know your schedule, and if anyone is interested in meeting with them, I anticipate we'll be bringing them in here in the next couple of weeks. So just to evaluate our setup here and what might be some good solutions here for us. I know already a couple of times this year we've needed to remote in with someone. You know, I think the last consultants we had were from California, so not practical for them to be here. So we're just going to increase our capabilities there for video recording and bringing people in remotely that way. So I will, if you're interested in that, just let me know, and I'll keep you in the loop here when we are scheduling that time for them to come in and evaluate our setup. So that's all I have for this evening, and so we can move on then to old business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to amend Resolution 2721 to include the option of purchasing an equivalent piece of equipment through another vendor at a price lower than the state cooperative price.
Mr. Larson moves.
I need a second for that.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mosley.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes. I move Resolution 2721 be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Resolution 2721, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements to purchase through the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program one Vermeer track mini skid steer, or alternatively to purchase an equivalent piece of equipment from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code, Section 125.04, and declaring an emergency.
Very good. I do notice we have a Scrivener's error in that title. Is that acceptable? We have Ohio Revised Code instead of Ohio Revised Code.
Yeah, I guess we can, as part of your, that was in the, that's in the title, I don't know.
I read it as revised.
You read revised.
You did revise, yeah.
Okay, we'll just make that correction on the document.
Okay, very good. All right, any questions or discussion? Mrs. Ensley, would you like to make
sure.
A comment?
I can.
After council's suggestion at the last meeting, we did reach out to RICO and talk to them about whether they have a similar product, and they provided Mr. Immel in the service department with their list of products. They do have a comparable product, and they are willing to give it to us lower than the state bid price. So that's why we added or amended this legislation to include this.
Very good. Was there a question or a comment?
Well, I just have a comment. I definitely appreciate you guys taking Councilman Wilson's challenge to find something local, and you guys made it happen. So, that's awesome. Kudos to you, Councilman.
Thank you.
Wilson, for making that happen, and kudos to you guys for going above and beyond and coming back with a good negotiation and using local. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other discussion? leave this then until our next meeting.
Okay. Resolution 2821. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second. Mr. Wilson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Thorson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Resolution 2821. A resolution authorizing the City of Orrville, Ohio, Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement with the Orrville Area Boys and Girls Club, OABGC, for a grant to assist with salary and training a teen coordinator director position at OABGC and declaring an emergency.
Any questions or comments on this one? All right, very good. We'll allow that one to go forward until our next meeting as well. And we'll move on then to new business.
Resolution 2921. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second. Mrs. Widmer.
Thorson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Resolution 2921. A resolution authorizing the receipt of property from the Orrville Historical Society and declaring an emergency.
Questions, discussion on this?
I think we've had a committee meeting on this in the past. This would be allowing us to receive the property that the Orrville Historical Society owns on Depot Street. Once it's our property, we would be eligible to apply for some grant funding once it's city owned, that the Historical Society would not be able to apply for.
Very good. Any other questions or discussion? All right. This is going back a couple of years. I remember I hosted a community meeting to discuss the disposition of this building. And since then, we have had no buyers come forward. So we are proceeding then with the next step for the city to take ownership of this property since the Historical Society can no longer maintain the building, and the community has not come forward with any other use, or any other buyer has come forward with any other use with an interest in acquiring the ownership of the property. It's in the public interest that the city take over ownership of. So that's what this one is about. Any other questions, discussion? All right, we'll move on then to go to the order. Yes, Mr. Wars.
Mr. President, I'd just like to mention that I was able to attend the steering committee for the Parks and Rec comprehensive plan last week, and as the mayor had mentioned, it was a great meeting, lasted about 2 hours, and I'm very confident in the crew that we've hired to direct that. They certainly have already uncovered issues that I hadn't thought of, and I've been thinking about this stuff for a long time. And we had a lot of great community input, some really good ideas, and some of my fellow council folks were there too, and I think you probably agree it was a good meeting and a great launch to a process that's going to give us the way forward with our parks. So I'm very glad that we decided months ago to go in this direction. I think it's going to be a good move.
Very good. I just want to let everyone know we are most likely going to have a special meeting of council next Monday. And I think I heard from our last meeting that the preference would be to meet at 6:30 if possible, but I'm not making that announcement yet. But we will let you know as soon as we know that special meeting will be necessary. So we'll give you as much notice as we have available, at least 24 hours. But hopefully here by the middle of the week to the end of the week, we'll be making an announcement there. And what we'll be discussing there is most likely going to be then, correct me here if I'm wrong, the traffic camera, piece of legislation, and maybe perhaps one other item there, but we'll announce that at that time. So, all All right, very good. Any other comments for the good of the order?
Move to adjourn.
Okay, Mr. Morrison moves.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morrison.
Mosley.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Very good. We are adjourned. Thank you very much and have a good evening.
Are we intending to put all of this other legislation on second, third reading next week also?
We could go ahead and just clear.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just, if you're going to make an announcement later about that.
Yeah, we'll have to announce what
the
agenda is.
No, we have to.